Okay, so where was the bookstore you spent time in located?
So this bookstore is the one in Harrisonburg, Virginia. It's the Barnes & Noble.
Awesome.
It used to, or a few months ago, it used to, or a lot of people were planning on saving it because they were trying to take the space away. I think a lease was running out and the owners of the building were trying to push Barnes & Noble out, but the community rallied together and saved it from demise.
Okay. And the name of the bookstore was Barnes & Noble. How did the bookstore affect your life?
Well, it's affected me in several ways. I've been here in Harrisonburg for about 10 years now. So it's been a place where I just kind of go and hang out, look at books, find things for people's birthdays or Christmas. Also, my mom comes out to visit me very often, and we'll usually go there and hang out. She likes to look at knitting magazines, so I let her do her thing, and I'll go and roam around.
Was it like a place that you would go like escape to back in the day?
Definitely. Anytime I was trying to take my mind off of work, I might just go around and look at all the books that are there.
Did you spend most of your time getting books from this store or other places?
It's a combination. It depends on what was more convenient. So sometimes I would go and actually look at the editions to be able to find them, which one I'd like the best. So sometimes I would buy there and sometimes other places.
Did this have any effect on you wanting to teach literature?
Yeah, certainly did. When I was finding books, I would spend a lot of time trying to figure out what's going to best connect. So being able to go in and actually look at all the books that are there, all the things that might be able to connect for class content. It was really helpful to have that hands-on experience.
How did this bookstore help you find your favorite author?
Well, one of my favorite authors is Neal Stephenson. He writes a lot of science fiction books, and I was just roaming around one day. I think it might have actually been in this Harrisonburg store. But his cover caught my eye, and I picked it up. I saw that it was a weighty book, probably 1,000 or so pages, but yeah, it really interested me, so I said, why not? I read it, and I fell in love immediately, and I've read pretty much everything that he's written so far.
Because you were able to find your favorite author in the store, was it part of the reason why you continued to go back to it?
Yeah, there was that special connection. You know, there's nothing innate about the store or the kind of things that they carry, but just that moment of finding that great author really brings me back.
Do you think bookstores have changed since the time you found your favorite author to now?
Yes, I do. There's a lot more consolidation in some of the sections they have. The literature or literature focus is shrinking, and they're putting more kind of music things in, or they're putting more kind of popular culture stuff in the stores, mainly to keep people in. So there is some shrinking in those larger sections, but yeah, they're still pretty intact.
In your opinion, have other stores taken over the role of bookstores?
Yes, Amazon is an interesting case because people can go and quickly search. They can find a lot of different things that might pique their interest. They can read samples online. So they've been pulling a lot from the brick-and-mortar stores. But interestingly enough, Amazon just opened a brick-and-mortar bookstore, which they supply. So there's at once the shift online, but then they're also noting the value of people walking into the bookstores. So they've actually gone the step to make one of their own.
You mentioned finding the good, authentic books that you enjoy in antique shops. Do you think these stores are affecting the sales in bookstores nowadays?
Probably not. They're a little bit more of a niche market. For instance, there's a antique bookstore down in Dayton, which is about 15 minutes outside of Harrisonburg. And it's mostly just those old beat-up books. Some of them are pretty big, you know, Hemingway, Faulkner types, but yeah, I think people kind of brush them off as being either really antiquated or out of the way or not worth the time or money. Yeah.
Has there anything that's happened in your life that seemed important while you were in a bookstore? Like a sight of some sort?
Well, not terribly important, but I remember that going back to the Barnes & Noble nearly shutting down, when they found out that they were saved, they brought in artists from the local community to give weekly performances. So one time I remember walking in and there was an a cappella choir singing, And at first it was really kind of a bizarre experience, but then at the same time there's this kind of connection to the community that was really special.
Do you think this Barnes & Noble has, like, affected the community in more ways? Like, obviously, since they wanted to save it, like, how do you think, like, other people view the Barnes & Noble?
Yeah. I think that it is one of those places where people feel special. So I think some people might see it as being somewhat irrelevant. You know, you see a lot of bookstores closing across the nation because they don't necessarily speak out like they another store might, like a Best Buy, where you can get some kind of entertainment across the board. But I think the people that are rallying behind the one here in town really find that special quality to it. So I think there's a lot of differing opinions, but there is a strong sense that the store here needs to stay.
So, have you only used bookstores for, like, book purposes, or are there other purposes you've used bookstores for?
So I've used it for a lot of different reasons. Part of it is a social space. The one in Harrisonburg does have a Starbucks cafe, so they have a little seating area where people come and get coffee. You know, I used to go there and do school work, so I'd just sit down with a coffee and chug that while I'm writing papers. And that would get me through. And just being in that kind of open area environment was really interesting to help me kind of focus my energies on doing work there. And there would also be a lot of people around doing the same thing, so it's kind of a strength in numbers scenario. Yeah.
Do you think that's changed now that JMU has, like, all these big libraries, that people don't really go to the bookstore anymore to do work like you used to?
I still see some people there. I think that JMU does have a lot of great facilities, but sometimes actually getting off campus can be a motivator, because when they're stuck in that same environment, sometimes they get a little bit weighed down, but going to a place like Barnes & Noble can really help motivate people in different ways. But I've also done a lot of other things there too. I'm working on a biography of a guy that lives in Stanton, and we decided to meet for one of our initial sessions at Barnes & Noble. So he and I crowded around this small table in very hushed voices, talked about all the things he's done throughout his life. A lot of it is still in terms of kind of a hush-hush scenario, so we can't really talk too much about what he was doing. But we were really kind of hunched over. He was almost whispering the whole time. I think we sat there for 2.5 hours. I furiously scribbled down, I think, 8 or 9 or 10 pages of handwritten notes. So that was an experience just to write all those things down. Yeah. But also I remember another use of it, because they do have a section for music, and they had a lot of stations where you could go around and listen to snippets of songs or albums. And I just remember those big clunky headphones that people would wear, usually smelling a little bit weird because so many people had used them. But that was always a fun experience, just to kind of get lost in a public space. It's like the personal and private worlds meeting.
Yeah. Now you don't get the big clunky headphones, you get the little ones with that, where you can still hear right through them.
Sure. Yeah.
Based on, like, your experiences in the past in the bookstore and, like, what the bookstore is now, are there any, like, big changes within the store with the whole technological movement and, like, advancing and making books, like, digital instead of paper?
Yeah, sure. The one in Harrisonburg, and this is true for most of them, they'll have, right as you walk in, this display for the Nook brand e-reader. And over time, when the first ones came out, it was a, you know, made a big impression on society. And of course, then Amazon jumped in with their brand, and there were other tablets that filled the role there. So they kind of dropped off in popularity. But they've kind of resurged in more recent times because they've partnered with Samsung to create a Samsung tablet that's tailored for Nook users. So there's a big resurgence. I feel like there is a turn toward digital files. But at the same time, there are a lot of studies that show that people still really do value an actual printed book, because there's this tangible sense to it that you don't get with, you know, an e-file that you just flip through on your reader. And personally, I do like the actual book, the physical copy, more, because I like to write in my books. I like to mark them up. It's a lot easier to, you know, hand off to friends in that way when I'm done with them and I want them to read it. So I do find a value in that sense. But I do use an e-reader. I do have a Nook HD Plus, which is very fancy at its time, but not as much anymore. But I do use that for a lot of reasons, so it's been very helpful.